This is It's the Law with our resident brief, Stephanie Fuld, a specialist in employment and immigration law with BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Hello there, Stephanie.
Hi, Susan.
Good to see you. We have got another mini-series on the go. We titled this one, Understanding the Swiss Social Security System, the four S's. Talk us through the general aspects of the system.
Okay, the general aspect is Social Security in Switzerland is difficult to understand. It protects risks against old age, illness, accident, maternity, unemployment and loss of earning. The idea is that the state helps you when the individual is not any longer capable. And as a general rule, the state is paying up to now, and for the last years, 13 to 14 billion francs a year to help these people.
This is much like the systems that exist in most other developed nations.
Yes, except that we are based on a free pillar system, which means that when you are retired as a woman from 64 and as a man from 65, you are covered by what is called the sort of first pillar, which covers the vital minimum. Second pillar, which we will be speaking about next year, allows you to keep...
Next week
will keep you your standard of living. And the third pillar covers all the extra costs.
So pillar one is just the basics.
Pillar one is just the basics, old age, indemnity if you're invalid or disabled, and loss of earning.
If you're an invalid.
An invalid, yes, and loss of earning for maternity and military services.
So it would give you a basic sort of level of... Could we call it subsistence? I mean, is it enough to live on? You need the second pillar.
Exactly. You need the second pillar because what it is, it's you literally only get 2,280 francs for a maximum and 1,140 for a minimum. And sometimes, if you're lucky, you get a complimentary grant, which is of 600 francs. So literally, if you've got no other savings, you'll be living on 2,800 francs.
Okay, well, let's just back up a bit. When it was conceived, what were its aims?
The whole idea is that it's based on a solidarity system between rich and poor, young and old. What it is, active people pay for non-active people, rich pay for the poor. And the idea is that people who are employed and who have an employer pay 10.1% of their salary, half for the employee, half for the employer, to the social system to be able to pay for the people who can't anymore.
And people, when do they start contributing?
You start contributing as from 18 onwards if you have a job, and depending on how much you earn, you have to earn a certain minimum to be able to contribute. And you only get this full pension I was talking about if you've contributed for 44 years or for 43 for women. So you've got to contribute a long, long time before you're entitled to this amount.
Well, what if you only just took a job in Switzerland a couple of years ago? What are your entitlements then?
Well, in Switzerland, none, literally. You'll be able to get probably pension from various other countries where you have been contributing, but if you haven't, you'll just get the minimum what is entitlement in Switzerland for what you've been working for.
And whatever you put in the second pillar, which we'll talk about next week.
Exactly.
Okay, already confused. No, it's a lot to go through, isn't it? I know it's very basic, and social security systems in every country are somewhat confusing. They require more than one read of the legislation, don't they?
Exactly. They're difficult to understand.
So how much does a person who is employed pay every month into the system? You said earlier, is it 10%?
Well, 10.1%, half for you as an employee and half for the employer.
10.1%.
Exactly. And if you're an independent, you pay 9.5%, which is a little lower.
9.5%,
yes, exactly.
Of all of your income.
Monthly income.
Okay.
So after that, you still have to deduct your taxes. So, I mean, that's why your salary, when you get it, is much lower than what you expect it to be.
A big wedge is already taken off. Like, what else do you pay for?
You pay for unemployment as well. You pay for accident insurance. You pay for maternity insurance. And you pay also for private compulsory health insurance. Now, maybe just two words on unemployment. It was a law which came into force in 1976. And the idea is to pay you or allow you to be covered for 70 or 80% of your wage for a maximum of 520 days, depending on your personal situation. But it's capped 126,000 francs. So if you earn more than that, you've got a cap anyway if you're unemployed. The accident insurance came into force as well to protect people who are having accidents at work. That means that if you work 8 hours a week, you have to have an insurance. Usually the contribution is half for you and half for the employer.
Okay.
And the last one is the maternity insurance, finally the maternity insurance, where you are covered if you have a child for 14 weeks after delivery.
That's quite generous relative to a lot of other European countries.
Yeah.
I mean, the UK, it's only 6 weeks.
Except it's 196 francs a day. So a maximum of 7,350 francs a month.
So women who earn more. So you don't get full pay.
No, you don't get full pay. Women who earn more than that lose quite a lot of money on those 14 weeks.
So the 14 weeks is capped at 196 francs.
A day. Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Gosh, if you're a really high income earner, that's not good at all.
No, it's
not. You want to be lickety split back at work.
What happens quite often is employers do pay the difference, but it's a question of generosity then. It's not a question of law.
Is it something that you could work into your employment contract? I suppose you don't really want to, at the outset of taking a job, flag up the fact that, oh, my husband and I in 9 months want to be pregnant.
Exactly. I mean, it's a question which is discussed, but you have to be a little bit careful with it.
It's a risky question, isn't it? Now, what about private compulsory insurance, health insurance?
Well, that's the worst of it all, as you know. I mean, it's been going up and up in the last years. It's gone 68% up in price. You have to have a health insurance. You can choose which one you want, but they are all very expensive. So, I mean, you will be paying a lot in insurance and social security on a general basis in Switzerland when you live and work here.
What sort of percentage of your monthly income? What kind of contributions are we looking at?
It can go up to 27% if you include the second pillar, which we'll be talking about next week.
Well, Stephanie, that is, as far as we go this time, our explainer on the Swiss social security system, including Pillar 1. Next week, we give you the lowdown on the second and third pillars of same. Stephanie Fuld, immigration and employment lawyer, is with BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye.